It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does from time to time, I have Elmo City Mayor James Wynn. Lots of things going on over there in Elmo. You know, we've got a lot of people wanting to move into the area, so we've got to start talking about annexation and getting people squared away for that. And, you know, even though we don't want to talk about it, winter days and snow are not that far off. We're going to talk about what you can do as a citizen of that area to be ready when the snow starts to fly, kind of help the city out a little bit. Mayor James, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So let's dive right in. Let's talk about the thing that really nobody wants to talk about, because nobody ever wants to talk about a serious change in the weather, but it could be coming very soon. And you know, Elmo City does what it can to help clear the roads and those kinds of things, but it needs help from the people that live there too as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we sent out a newsletter, and we're asking everybody to get trailers and extra cars off the streets just so that it's easier when snow removal comes to get that stuff cleaned up. So we're getting ready.
It's coming. Whether we want to admit it or not, it's not that far away. And the other thing that, you know, maybe we can touch on before we move on to other things is the water situation. How did Elmo City do and its citizens when it came to water this year?
Well, we did really well this year. That late rain really helped a ton, but we made it clear till they usually shut the water off around the 15th of October, and that's when they did it. So we made it the whole time this year. So
we don't want to say that, you know, we were back to normal as far as that goes, because everybody needs to still do their part and conserving water where they can. Should be a little easier now that we're not doing outdoor watering, but still, you know, we need to do our part as that goes.
For sure.
All right, so let's talk about the last time we discussed, you know, your city council meeting. It kind of seemed like it was just business as usual. This time around, though, you had some folks that are wanting to move into the area and that have moved into the area and want to get a little bit of extra help as far as things go. So we're talking annexation, aren't we?
Yeah, we have some people that want to annex their property into our town, and it's in a part of town where we call it the subdivision, but it's not developed yet. But it's down there south of town, and they want to go a little bit south of that. So as part of that, we've already committed to developing the roads down there for the property owners that are there already. And so we just had a discussion there on how we were going to get the roads in there and how fast we can do it. And the special services helps a lot with that. So we have plans for them to help us. So.
And we talked also about the fact that Elmo is kind of starting to become, it's a quiet little place that everybody wants to be. And is that kind of what you're experiencing as well, as far as growth is concerned with new homes and people coming to the area?
Yeah, we've had some people buy some property in that new subdivision part that we hadn't had before. So we're going to have to start helping people get their property so they can develop it. So it's a good thing to get new blood into town.
And when, as far as annexation, for those that, you know, may not know, what would be a benefit as far as, other than roads, of course, what would be a benefit for somebody that wanted to annex into the city as far as what types of city services and things like that would they be available for?
It's with Emory County, it's not as big a benefit to be in the town. The rates on things like water and sewer are better when you're in a town, but that's about it. Just better rates and being close to your neighbors. That'd be the biggest benefit of if you need to move in closer to town.
And the other part of it, as you said, because that's kind of where everything is pointing towards, is the roads and the road situation. Is that kind of the main focus as far as annexing into Elmo City?
Yeah, for sure. Just this section has not been developed, and so that the roads have become an issue, especially the last few years. And so we've been working to get that developed, and I think it's going well. I mean, we have a plan. It's just getting that executed and finding the money to do that.
All right. So have we got anything coming up exciting on the horizon as far as more towards the holidays, anything like that as far as Elmo City is concerned?
Yeah, for sure. We have our we do a trunk or treat on Halloween. It's going to be starting at 6 o'clock, and it'll be there by the town hall, between the town hall and the library. People can come and park their cars. We do donuts and hot chocolate in the town hall for people to come grab and just give the kids a chance to come by, especially those that live far out of town, to come in and participate with us in our Halloween festivities. And then we also have coming up, we've got the lights for our pickleball court that we're going to put up, so that probably next summer they can start playing in the nighttime, because it'd be a little cold to do it now. So those are the big things that we've been working on right now.
All right, so we got that to look forward to. Big trunk or treat going on out there in Elmo on Halloween Day. And, just get ready to go and have some fun. The holidays are slowly starting to creep in and are going to be upon us before we know it. Mayor James Wynn of Elmo City, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today, like you always do every time we give you a shout.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.